Sorry about that. Okay, we're on Daf Kaf Dalet. Okay, so the bottom of Kaf Gimel. So we said basically that the question now is, when someone gives the Eved the money, is he corner the money? Isn't he corner the money? Now let's just go back a second, and we'll see that when we brought the first Brightman, we said we quoted Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir, and we had there the machloket extended to the wife. Remember we said that just like an Eved lo kani, so to a wife lo kani. And the one that said the Eved can. Okay, so now the Gemara says as follows. Varamid Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Rabbanan. We're going to steer it between Rabbi Meir in Rabbi Meir and a steer of Rabbanan in Rabbanan. The Tanya. Another brighter. Okay, man, it's a short Amud, man. We'll finish this Amud before you go. Okay? Ein Isha Poda Mase Shaini Belo Chomish. Okay, we've got a bright. This is a woman. When the rule is as follows. When you. If you have Maaseh Sheini, which you meant to take with you to Yerushalayim, that's the idea of Maaseh, you don't want to take it with Yerushalayim, you want to redeem it onto money and take the money to Yerushalayim, you have to add a Chomesh. Remember, the Chomesh is 25%.
25%.
Because the Chomesh is a Chomesh, it's a 20% from the top when you grossed it up.
Okay.
So you add 25% and you've now got 125%. If you divide 125% by 5, you get 20, 20, 20, 20. That's how it works. So that's what a chomesh means, right? So you go to melo chomesh. Shum elazar omer, mishum meir, isha poda maaseh sheini belo chomesh. So now we've got this brighter, which says that a woman is a machloket yet, and a kamer be meir, right? That a isha poda maaseh sheini belo chomesh. And Rabbi Shimon Ben-Ezra says in the name of, sorry, between Tanakam and Rabbi Meir, that's right, and Rabbi Meir says that isha poda maaseh sheini belo chomesh. That a woman can do pidyon without a chomesh. Now, if it's not yours, maaseh sheini, you only have to add a chomesh if it's yours. If you're doing pidyon, if you're redeeming somebody else's maaseh sheini, you don't have to add a chomesh. And if you, so either it can be your money or somebody else. We'll see in a second. So now, look at Rashi here. Eini shapode. Rashi's like this. Kesal kedatach. At the moment, what are we thinking? Shebemaseh sheini shehu mizde ba'ala shehi kebala v'karinan lemi masro k'lefresh lev azil. What are we speaking about? Where's the woman going to get maseh sheini from? It's her husband's maseh sheini. And where's she getting money to do the pidyon from? It's her husband's money. So we're assuming that the woman is doing maseh sheini with her husband's money on her husband's maseh. Now if she's the husband's shaliach and it's the husband's money, the husband's maseh, then she's the husband. And if the husband would have to do opinion with a chomesh, then so would she have to opinion with a chomesh, right? So Tanakama says, "Ain isha pode masa neblo chomesh." And Tanakama says she has to add a chomesh. Comes along Rabbi Meir and says, "What? Ain isha says isha pode masa shani belo chomesh. A woman can do masa shani without a chomesh. Now how does it happen? The Gemara says, "Hey chidami, give us an example. What are you speaking about? In what case are we speaking about?" He says, "Ilema." Now we stop giving hypotheses. Ilema bezuze de baal ubemase de baal. If we speak about the money of the baal and the master of the baal, shlichute de baal kavda. She's acting as the shaliach of the baal. So why does Rabbi Meir say that she's patur from doing a chomesh? The ella. So what do we say? Bezuze dida umase didei. Now it's her money, right? And look at Rashi. Rashi helps us there. Where does she get this money from? Rashi says the nichsei melog. Nichsei melog stays hers, right? It's her money, right? Umaser didei, but it's his maser. And now, why would she be patur? Because the Torah says isha marachmana velo isha. When do you have to do maser sheini? The Torah uses the pasuk that says ish, and therefore isha. So even though it's his maser sheini, it's her money. She is patur, right? In a love. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be, right? What's the problem with that? Kihai gavna, ilalav kihai gavna, da akne la acher mana, va amar la almenache tivdi bo et amaser. Only speaking about a case over here where, not that it was from a log, but somebody gave her the money and said, you know what, this money is yours to use for the maser sheini. In other words, we normally say that as soon as somebody else gives the money, the wife money, whose money does it become automatically? The husband's. So yeah, we've got a separate case. Somebody else gave her the money and said for the pigeon, right? So now we got a problem. What's the problem? Our big problem here is on Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is telling us that suddenly a woman can get the money and it's not her husband's. But didn't Rabbi Meir say in the last sugya that if kani le kane bale? Remember, Rabbi Meir said that, right? Rabbi Meir said that as soon as you give somebody, a woman, money, look at this. Go back to Kaf Gimel Amud Bet. Go back to Kaf Gimel Amud Bet and look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Lines up from the bottom. It says, Rabbi Meir Savar, Ki Amar Le Kani, Kani Eved, Vakani Rabbe. As soon as you gave your Eved money, you put it in his hand, that second it became the Baal's, the master. And Rabbi Meir said, we had a bright turn, and we quoted Rabbi Meir that said, just like the master buys it, so to a woman and her husband, the same thing. There's no difference between a man and a husband and a woman and a slave in that respect, right, of the Kenyan. It's not going to be maybe the one in our sugar here who says she doesn't pay the chumash because somebody else gave it to her and therefore it wasn't her husband's. Right, so there's a stereo, Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, and Chachamim is the other way around, right, because Chachamim is saying over here that she does it, she must do the Chomesh. And there, Chachamim are the ones are saying that she could get the Kinyan. Right? So the complete opposite shittas. Is it clear? Hmm. Is the stereo clear to everybody? Okay. Right? So the Gemara says, what's a one possible answer? Could get a massive stereo. That's why the Gemara started off and said, Rami, Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir. We got a stereo, one against the other. And here's how we explain the stereo beautifully. The Gemara's one answer is the ipcheshman elu. Now you know what? Let's turn the shittas around. Afuchotam. Let's turn them around. In our Braita, when we said Tanakama, it's actually Rimeir. Rimeir is actually Tanakama, and therefore it works out beautifully with our Mishnah. We haven't got a stira anymore in our sugya, previous sugya. Amar Abai. So, the ipcheshman elu, and that's the question, right? It's up all around. So Amar Abai ipuch. So I said, okay, well we can solve the problem. Change the shittas, right? Right, now exactly. Rava Amar Lo'olam Lo Tepuch. We don't switch. Now just very interestingly, you know that the Machlok, we discussed it a few times, in the whole of Shas, Machloket Rava and Abaya, Halocha is always like Rava, except for six cases. You can remember them, it's a mnemonic, Yael Kagam. Yayush, Adim Zobamin, Lamed is what's the Yael? I forget the Lamed. Kuf is Kiddushin Shlonim Sar Lebia. Gimel is and Mem. I don't know what they are. I remember four out of the six or three out of the six. I was like, but Yael Kagam. There's six cases in the whole of Shas. Halacha is like Abaya. Other than those six cases, Halacha is always like Rava. Okay, it's important to know that because Rava and Abaya, Havayato Rava and Abaya, is like almost the whole of Shas, is Machloki Rava and Abaya, right? So here we've got a case of Rava and Abaya, so we can really see which way the Halacha is going, right? Rava Amar, Lo'olam Lo Tipuch. Hacha B'maser, and what are we speaking about over here? Hacha B'maser, Da'ata Mibay Nasha Askinan. But Rava says, don't have to Tipuch, and why here is it different? Because Ata Mibay Nasha, look at Rashi, Da'ati Mibay Nasha. She met Avia, her father died, Vayalo Maser Shani, and he had Maser Shani. Vyashata im Shar Nechasim, when she inherited the other assets, including in what the father left her, was Maser Shani. Vyerusha Habala la'acher mikan, and Yerusha that comes to somebody else from here, Nichse Melugain, right? Vyilkach Bahen Karka, Vuchel Perot, the Nichse Melug. Therefore, they're hers. The husband, what the husband meant to the Nichsei Melog, he's meant to sell the Nichsei Melog and then buy land, and the land, he stays hers, but he gets the benefits of the fruit. So the question is, that's with normal Yerusha of Nichsei Melog, right? But now, what happens to Maaseh Sheini? So there's a Machloket, Maaseh Sheini. What happens to Maaseh? Does Maaseh Sheini become part of the Melog or not? Or does it stay hers? Right, now maybe the Maaseh Sheini is hers, and therefore it's not her husband's. And therefore it's her Maaseh Sheini, and that's the case you're speaking about. It's her Maaseh Sheini, and she does pigeon, and it's Ish, and not Ish, it's just to do Chum. Okay? Or Rabbi Meir, Letame, the Amar, Maaseh, Mamon Hegdesh, Maaseh is Mamon Hegdeshu, Velo Kanilei Baal. And therefore when she inherited this Maaseh Sheini, it didn't go to the Baal, it stayed hers, because it's Mamon Hegdesh. V'rabbanan, the Taimayu, and Rabbanan stick to their thing, and they say, Amra Mamon, Hedjotu, but Kanile Baal. And they say, no, it is the Baal's. Hilchach Shlichuta de Baal Kavda. Therefore, the Machloket is quite clear now. What are we speaking of? We're speaking about Yerusha of Maaseh Sheni, and Rabbi Meir says that it's hers, it doesn't become the Baal's. Rabbanan say it does become the Baal's. Therefore, Rabbanan said when she does Pidyon, she has to take a chomesh because basically it's the Baal's Maaseh Sheni. It's the Baal's money she's doing Pidyon with, and therefore she's the Shaliach of the Baal. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's her Maaseh Sheni. It's not the Baal's Maaseh Sheni. When she does Pidyon, it's hers, not the Baal, and she doesn't have to add a chomesh. And Rabbi explains the situation very nicely without any stira between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. Okay? Clear? Steve looks confused.
No, I'm
okay. All right, let's carry on.
So which is the halacha according to...
So now we're Rava. We have Melochet, Rava, and Abaya. The halacha will be other than those six cases. Right.
So she doesn't have to
go. What did we say it was?
Yehush
Lovidat, Eid Zomamin, Yael, now what's the Lamed? Look at the Lamed. Kiddushin Shalom Nitzal Lebiya. Kagam. Git, ki, get. Gilu get. Gitin is the gimel. And Mem is Mumar, that's it. Okay, so I've got five out of the six. I can't remember now what the Lamed is with the good dinum of Mumar. I'll look up what the sixth one is. Okay. Tana, okay. Yotze, now we've got to get, now we're speaking about some more ways here of how an Eved goes free. Tana. Yotze, Beshen, V'ayin, V'rashay, V'rim, Shanan, Chozrim. Right, the Brighter says, we've got a Brighter over here, that the Eved goes free, because we spoke about a few ways that the Eved can corner himself, right? We've spoken so far about the Eved by himself with Kesef and Shtar. So now there are other ways that he can go free the Eved. Yotze b'shen v'ayin v'rasha averim, shenan chozrim. If his eye or eye or tooth or the other 24, we've seen this, other 24 rasha averim get knocked off, it's where they can't replace themselves. All right, so those are the tips of his fingers and his toes and his ears and his nose and his penis, right? If any of those things get damaged, he goes free. So the Gemara says like this. We understand why Shen V'ayin, because the Pasuk says Shen V'ayin. Okay, it's Mufurash in the Pasuk. El Rashay Avarim in Aran. Where do we learn the Rashay Avarim? The other 24 examples that we're speaking about. Right? So Gemara says, Minaran, Dumia de Shen V'ayin. They're similar to Shen V'ayin. And that's how we learn them. Okay, Ma Shen V'ayin. What is the tooth and the eye? Mumin Shebegalui V'einan Chozrin. That everybody can see them. Right, they stick out. They aren't hidden behind your body, right? And they get knocked out. They don't come back. We're speaking now about not milk teeth, right? We'll see in a second about milk teeth, right? About like adult teeth. What do you call adult teeth? Not milk teeth. What's the opposite of milk teeth? What do you call teeth? Shinaim. You got shin chalav, shen chalavit. What do you call? The Gemara says, but maybe Ve'ema Niavu Shen Va'ayin Keshnei Ketuvin Habayim Ke'echad. Now we're going to get into this whole limud, yeah, of what is it, of how we learn in the Klalu Prato Ribu V'Mi'ut, etc. Okay, the Gemara wants to say, no, you want to tell me that you just like all the others, so to these, maybe Niavu Shen Va'ayin Keshnei Ketuvin Habayim Ke'echad. They are, the pasuk specifically wrote two things. Right, which come and teach us the same thing. There's a klal. We've got a klal. Shnei dvarim, shnei ketuvim habayim keechad, v'kol shnei ketuvim habayim keechad ein melamdin. Right, we've got a klal. Ela keechad, ela keechad. Right, ein melamdin. Right, what's the question here? The question is that when the Torah wrote shen v'ayin, we've got two ketuvim that are written together, and why did the Torah write both? To tell us that we don't learn anything else other than those two. Because if we could have learned more than those two, the Torah could have just written Shen, and we could learn from Shen, Ayin, we could have just written Ayin, learn from Ayin, Shen. The fact that the Torah wrote two, that's one of the limudim, right? So you try to tell me now we learn. I say, on the contrary, we don't learn. Right? V'chol shnei ketuvim habayim en melamdin. Right? Now there's a Likutei Rashi over here. Look at the V'chol shnei ketuvim habayim ke'echad. Okay, explains it nicely at the bottom. Have you got it there on your screen, by the way? The Likutei Rashi's. Oh, excellent. Okay. Midahadar katvei le'idach. Right, but I just said, since it wrote the other one, v'lo yalfei michavrei, and we don't learn it from its friend, shma mina dafka hani ka'amar. There, we learn from that specifically these two. Okay? Because if not, says Rashi and Sanhedrin, could have just written the one and kept quiet. Why do we write the two? Tell us, there are two examples and only those two examples. The Gemara says, no, tricha. This is not a case of shtayim ketuvim bechad v'ena melamdin. We needed to write these two. We had to write them for a reason. Why? If the Torah just written shen, havamina, you would have thought, afilu shen dechalav, even a milk tooth, right? Katav rachmana ayin, and therefore a milk tooth comes back, right? It grows back. You knock it out, it grows back. So you would have thought, even things which grow back. So if the Torah wrote ayin, and he katav rachmana ayin, if the Torah just written ayin, just written eyes, right? Havamina, ma ayin shen nivra imo. He was born with his eyes. He wasn't born with teeth. Teeth grew later on. Right? Of course, shenivra imo. About shenlo would have said, you only go free if you knock out something that he was born with. And therefore, we wouldn't be able to learn teeth from eyes. So it's not a case of shnei ketuvim melam nege, right? Melam nechad. He won't have to tell something else. Right? Therefore, says the Gemara Tzricha, we needed them both. So now the Gemara says as follows. So now we're trying to learn that it's two things that don't grow back, right? The Gemara says, "V'aimakiyake." When the pasuk says, "Look at the pasuk says, V'chiyake ish et ein avdo." If a person should smite the eye of his eved, or the et ein amato, or his maidservant, v'shichata, right, and he did damage to it, lachovshir shachan tachareno, he goes out because of the eye, right? So, what's the back in the Gemara? "V'aimakiyake." When it says "kiyake," that's a klal. Right? Shen, kiyake means when he smit anything. It's a general term. We're now going to say, okay, we want to learn that it's shnei ketuvim, but let's see how we can still limit the eye and the tooth. Kiyake is a klal. Shen va'ayin prat. So what do we got? We've got a klal uprat. Now what's the klal, the halacha, what's the limud? The limud is, if we've got klal uprat, and bichlal elamash beprat. So now we can say no, we've got a klal uprat in the pasuk, klal uprat elamash beprat. And what's the prat? Shen va'ayin. So like the other, how do you get to shen va'arba evarim? How do you do the 24th evarim? Okay. So Gemara says no. Shen va'ayin in mid. So the Gemara says, shen va'ayin in mid v'achin lo. That's our question. Only shen va'ayin. So the Gemara answers like this. The Gemara says, "Lachovshi yeshalchenu chazar v'kalal." You're not reading the whole pasuk. The pasuk is v'chiyake ish. That's klal. Et ein avdo en amato. That's prat. Lachovshi yeshalchenu sends him free. General term. We go back to klal again, right? And what's the halacha now? Klal uprat to klal. Yatadan lekeina prat. Now you learn other things like the prat. So that we can widen up the whole limud. So now we got back the stream of Arba Evarim. So the Gemara says, Mahaprat, what is the Prat? Mefurash mum sheba galui ve'eno chosrim. Avko mum in sheba galui ve'eno chosrim. Therefore, what's the Prat? The Prat is the eye and the teeth. It's mefurash, right? They're galui, you can see them, and they're not going to ever grow back. You can't grow an eye back. So if you chop a finger off, you can't grow a finger back yet, anyhow. I saw a Facebook picture yesterday. They attached some guy's arm to his side. You see that to his body to save his arm. Unbelievable stuff. Anyhow, so I mean... yeah, but as a rule, you chop a finger if it doesn't grow back, right? So the Gemara says so too. So now we seem to have solved all our problems. The Gemara says, wait a second. E maha prat mefurash. If you want to now learn a klalu prat, let's say something else here. You assuming that the prat is that it's mefurash boom and eno chodrim. Right? Maybe we can say no. Ima prat mefurash mumin shebegalui. We got one thing is that mefurash shebegalui. You can see them. The second principle is ubatel mi melachto, and now he can't function with it. And eino chozrim. We have to have all those three. Afko mumin shebegalui ve'eino chozer ubatel mi melachto, which would then come and limit a lot of these 24 things, because if a guy has his ear knocked off, it can still work. If he loses a baby finger, he can still work. If he loses a toe, he can still work.
Where does the mevatel melachto come from?
From anywhere, just as much as you deciding now. Oh, yeah. That it's only that if you haven't got an R, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe with 1 hour you could work. But maybe without teeth you could also work. Yeah. I don't know.
But at some level you can't see. You lose that one eye. You can't see from that eye.
But you can see from the other eye.
What does that matter?
You mean that the limb batel melachto. Yeah. I understood batel melachto means that he can't work. No. You're saying that batel melachto means that the limb can't work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Okay, that's very good, Ara. Okay, I'm happy with that one. So the Gemara says, Alama Tanya, so the Gemara says as follows, right? But it's kasher then. If you want to say what you're saying, that it's batel melachto, I'm not sure, Ara, but we'll see in a second. Maybe you're right, I'm not sure. The
translation here
explains like Ira.
Yeah.
Okay.
The body part is prevented from performing its regular function.
I like it. Answer the question. But just look now at the question the Gemara asks and then see how we work it out. Maybe. I understood it differently, but I'll be honest, I never asked the question that Steve asked. I just assumed it. And we shouldn't assume we know that, right? Alama Tanya, Talash Bezikno. We've got another brighter which says Talash Bezikno, Vedil Delbo Etzem. Eved Yotzei Bahem L'Cheirut. Right? And what happens here? We've got a brighter that if you grabbed your Eved by his beard and you yanked him, and as a result, his jawbone became detached, right? V'dildel bo etzem, Eved Yotzei Bahem L'Cheirut. But there's no problem there. So now, according to what you're saying, Ira, the jawbone doesn't work anymore. But the jawbone is not one of the stream for Arba.
What are you saying? What function does that?
Right, the jawbone is not one of the stream for Arba. It's not one of the 24. But in spite of the fact he's still going free. Right? It's Lachovshi. The Gemara answers, the answer for that is because it says Lachovshi Yishalchenu. Right? And that's a ribuihu. So we actually change it. We say, no. It's not Klalu Prat. It's not Klalu Pratu Klal. It's actually a ribui v'miut. That's why. Right? We're going through all the Shlosh Hashem Midot Aviyah, one by one. Right? Why? How do we learn that it's a ribui? Because otherwise we wouldn't be able to explain the story of the beard and the yanking of the jaw. Because there's no case of a need to be used for work. Even fitting your explanation like that, it fits in perfectly, right? So why does he go free there? Because it's a chofshi lachenu. Ribui hu. So the Gemara says, ve'i ribui hu, if it's a ribui. And what does it mean by ribui? We say it's a ribui hu. Right? We're saying it's not a lashon klal. Right, but it's a ribui and miat, and therefore the Torah said ribui v'riba hakol, and now we can open this up to anything. Anything we can open this up to anything, right? So the Gemara says as follows: E ribui hu afilu ekahu al yado v'tzamta v'sofa lachzor nami. Right, and therefore if he's saying it's a ribui, if he smacked him on his arm and his arm sort of like dried up, he had like a dry socket or whatever, and he couldn't function. But in the end, it will come back to functioning again, right? He can also go free. Because we learned the klalu prat that it's something which no longer functions. Right? It no longer functions means that it had to be able to be an arm that you hit and it's never going to come back into use. Mm-hmm. But now maybe even if it could one day come back into use, but at the moment it isn't able to use, he can go free. So the Gemara says, Alama Tanya hekau al yado v'tzamta. But we learn differently. If we want to say ribui miut, then we open up this whole ambit, and yet we've got a brighter which says no. In that case, he doesn't go free. Imken, says the Gemara, Shen va'ayin, my ahanile. If that was the case, then the Shen va'ayin wouldn't help us at all. So we come back to our question, it's like a bit of a rhetorical question. If you want to start saying all these cloud prats, ribuis miuts, then why do we have to have Shen va'ayin in the pasuk for it to begin with? The fact that Shen V'ayin in the pasuk taught us specifically these examples that it's things which don't grow back and they're galui, and therefore we aren't interested in this whole thing of is it going to lose its functionality, not lose its functionality. It's specific. We come back to our original limit and we answer the question and we go back to the original limud and we are happy that Shen V'ayin, what is Shen V'ayin? Galui and lo chozer. And therefore we got it, and that's why we got the other 24 are the same as Shen V'ayin. What are the Shen V'ayin? Galui v'lo chozer. So to all 24 Evarim, which are Galui and lo chozer, only which thing which isn't Galui over here, which is a little bit difficult, is the penis, because the nose and the ears and the feet and the toes, but it seems to fit in along the line. I'm not sure where the limit is for that, but it seems to be that also fits into the 24. Okay, Tarabana. Now we're still carrying on here with some more brighters over here. We're going through quickly, nicely, right? of Eved came from. Kulam Eved Yotzei Bem Lechairut. Right, so that's the Gemara. The Brayta says it with all these things, right? Bekulam, right? With these, we're speaking here about these 24 Evarim, right? Look, Rashi says Bekulam Arashei Evarim Kai. We're speaking about these 24 Evarim Kai. If you knock them out, Eved Yotzei Bem Lechairut, however, v'tzarich get shichru, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. He still needs a get, right? Doesn't go free automatically. He still needs a get shichru. Talk about an Eved Knani here, right? Lots. Look here, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Omer. Ain no tzarich. He doesn't need a get shichrur. Rabbi Elezer Omer, tzarich get shichrur. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, ain no tzarich. Rabbi Akiva Omer, tzarich. So we've got four. Yeah, we've got tzarich get hanakama. Rabbi Shimon, sorry, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says ain no tzarich. Rabbi Elezer says tzarich. Rabbi Tarfon says ain no tzarich. Rabbi Akiva says tzarich. So we've got five way machloket, yeah? Five tanaim. And look at the Gemara, it says like this. Hamachri'im lifnei chachamim. These guys who finalize the decisions in front of chachamim, we'll see in a second. Omrim nirin divrei Rabbi Tarfon v'shen v'ayin. When it comes to shen v'ayin, we agree with Rabbi Tarfon who says you don't need a get shichrur. Right? Why not? She'at Torah zachtalo. Because the Torah specifically writes shen v'ayin. But divrei Rabbi Akiva, they agree with Rabbi Akiva. Right, who says that you need a get shichrur b'shar evarim when it comes to other evarim? Why hoyel v'knas chachamim? Knas chachamim hu, because it's a knas of chachamim, right? That chachamim basically gave a knas to the master that if you do damage to your eved in these 24 places, he goes free. And before we get into the Gemara, just look here. If you've got Likutei Rashi, Likutei Rashi explains nicely there. Hamachriim, right?
In the middle.
Well, the Rashi, I think, actually also says it here. We got a Rashi here. No, Likutei Rashi says over here. Hamachriim ibn chachamim, dat chachamim, ezo nire velo et paresh man ninhu. Rashi says we don't know who they are.
The problem is, hamachriim, Rashi omer at the bemitin mbet.
And that's in Gittin
mbimbet.
This Likutei Rashi basically took all the Rashis in the whole of Shas, which are on the same sugyas, and put them together. Because Rashi doesn't always write the same thing in every place. Sometimes a little bit different. So they took all the Rashis. This was a job that Art Scroll did, right? So he says, Yadat Chachamim, Tzadach Chachamim, Ezo Nire, of who opinion goes like, V'lo Mefaresh. And we don't know who it is. Okay? So we're not sure who they, but we've got Klalei Halacha. Right? So now we've got Rabbi Tarfon with Shen V'ayin and Rabbi Akiva, they say, with regards to Shar Dvarim. And why? Because it's a knas. Says the Gemara as follows. Knasu? Well, this is a knas. It's not a knas. Karai Kedar Shinan. We learned the drosha of the Pasuk. Now we know if it's one of the Shlosh Shai Karim, the Shashat Rain Reshit Bahim, we learn from a Pasuk, it's the Doraita. It's not a knas. Right, Ella. So this Ella is like a hachika amar. You know, the Gemara accepts that on that argument, and now corrects itself. Ella hoyil umidrash chachamim hu. Since it's a midrash of chachamim, in other words, it's a drush of chachamim, even though it's based on a pasuk, he calls it a knas. Now we got a bit of time. I see we're doing very nicely for time here. Let's look at that very first Tosfot on the daf. It says hoyil umidrashu. Right. No, but let's just finish learning the bright. You know what? I apologize. Let's just learn the finish the bright. We'll go back and do that Tosfot. Call that Nasu the Gemara's Elahu of the Mishnah. My time at Rabbi Shimon. So what's Rabbi Shimon's reason who says that we don't need to get shichru with regards to Shen Va'ayin? Yalif Shiluach Shiluach Meisha. Right? Just like a woman goes free straight away. Right? Rabbi Tarfon says we don't. Right? My time at Rabbi Tarfon. Yalif Shiluach Shiluach Meisha. Ma Isha Bashtar. Af Eved Nami Bashtar. But Rabbi Shimon just said a second ago. Rabbi Shimon says that you need a star. Right? Why? Because like an Isha. And what woman needs a star, so too an Isha needs a star. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, Eno tzarich, right? Why not? I ketav chofshi le basof kedekamart. Hash le katav la chofshi shalchenu, have le chofshi mi kara. Look at the pasuk. Right? Look at how he learns that it says, "Mechiyake ishet ein avdo, oit ein amato." You knocked out the eyes, right? Right? v'shichata, l'chofshi yeshalchenu tachareinu. He's in the pasuk, it said, yeshalchenu chofshi, then I would have said, you send her. Therefore, you would need a get, because a get sends her. But now it says, l'chofshi yeshalchenu. The one who is free, you will let go. Why is she free? Because you smacked her, she's free. So the Torah is making you free. Let her go. It doesn't need a get. Right? That's how he learns it. So now, okay. Now I go back to the bright, to the Tosfot. We just said there was it a knas because the Midrash Chachamim. Look at. Let's take 1 second here and look at Rashi first. Right? Look at Rashi. Help me, yeah. Shani Dam. Where's the Rashi? I don't know why it's too much time, but there's no Rashi. Look at the Tosfot. It says, Perush, Mishum Hachi Amar, right, explains the Tosfot over here. Why did the Gemara say Midrash Chachamim? Who says, what's the Perush? Mishum Hachi Amar, Dibashar Dvarim, Tzarich Get Shichrur. Right, in all the other places you need to get shichrur. V'im tomar umar b'chach. What's going on? Yehoil u'midrash chachamim hu. V'alo, what is it midrash chachamim? Halo, kame gufei toret tluin. She'enam ba'in ele mikoach darsha. Right? If you say this is a knas of chachamim, we got plenty of halochas in the whole of the Torah where we only have the halocha because of a darsha, of a drush. And we don't say it's a knas of chachamim. We say it's from the Torah, right? Lachein ra'al Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam explains what? The get zeh eino ele midrabanan. He says this get, actually, when Rabbi Akiva says that you need a get for shen v'ayin, it's a get rabanan. Why? The chayshinan shema yimtzenu b'shuk v'yomer lo avdiata. Because he might go free from midoraita. And he now goes free, and the guy sees him walk around in the mosque and says, wait a second, you might have it. And he forced him to come back, right? Lefish ana midrash yadua le'olam. And people don't know this midrash, that if you hit an eved and you take out a finger, he can go free. And therefore, they'll support you when you want to go and capture your eved back. Lechach tiknu get shichru. Therefore, it's only a takona. That's what Rabbi Akiva meant. Not that it isn't a doraita, but that the get is unnecessary. Midoraita, but the Rabbanan you need because people don't know about the halacha, right? The Riva Piresh, and the Riva gives another answer. The Vadai Shen Va'ayin, that what's the difference between Shen Va'ayin and the other Shem Barba? The Chtiv Behedya Bekra, it's written in the Pasuk. Va'alayu Ketiv Lachovshi Shalchenu, and on that it says Lachovshi Shalchenu, the Mashma Chovshi Miikara. There he's already Chovshi. Uvaha Pshitele, the law gamma shiluach shiluach mesha, and he doesn't learn that limud like we saw there, like Rabbi Shimon, who learned gimel, right? As lachain ain't tzarich get shichru, aval shar evarim. This is a different answer, right? The law nafke ele miyitura to yeshachenu. On those things, there's already a limud on the fact that that pasuk there yeshachenu is coming to something else. Vare b'achi gemira shiluach shiluach. On that, we do learn shiluach shiluach. So it's midoraita and achinami, but it's from shiluach shiluach meisha v'lachen tzrich lo get shichru. So there are two answers here. The first answer Rabbi Tam gives is that when Rabbi Akiva said you need a get, it's only a derabanan because of a takona, because people don't know the limud, right? And they might make a mistake, end up taking the event back. So to make sure you don't make a mistake, we give him a get. The Riva gives a different answer. He says a nice answer. It's a bit of a more lomdish answer, right? He says that we agree it's doraita, but when we've got Shen V'ayi written in the Torah, we don't need any other limud. But the others, because they learn from the Yitur of Shiluach, we go Gzereshava of Get Isha. And Evid, and just like Isha needs a get, so that Evid would need a get. Okay, those are the two answers he gives us. Okay, let's clear. New bright Tavia. Tarabanan. Hekau al eno v'sim'a. So he smacks him on his eye and he blinds him. Or al osdo v'chersha, or he smacks on his ear and he goes deaf. Evid yotze bahen lecherut. No question. Okay, goes free. Now, what happens? He doesn't actually hit him on the ear or on the eye, but neged eno v'en ro'eh, or keneged osdo v'en shomea. Look at Rashi there for neged. It says, keneged eno shehika bakotel v'hev ito bakol v'en ro'eh o nitrachesh. See, what happens is he smacked the wall. And the guy got out of a fright. And the shock from the bang, right, caused him to suddenly go blind or to lose his hearing. Okay? Use a bit of imagination, yeah, and it can work. Okay? We're trying to understand the principle, well, right?
He made a loud noise and he went deaf.
But going blind, I think, is a...
No, it implies that he hit him somewhere near his eye or near his ear. Hit him.
Well, Rashi says, I'm reading Rashi, Sheika bekotel v'hav ito bekol. And he got the echo, the sounding smacked in the anal or air or not charesh. And as a result that he can't see, or he went deaf. I'm only explaining Rashi.
Yeah,
right? That's Rashi. All the commentary and whatever else it is, all Rashi. Okay? It's all written there since about 1100.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It hasn't changed. Right, so Rashi was born in 1050 and died when, like, in about 1120 something, or around 1100s. It was all written there. So that the echo, right? That he basically the rebound, yeah. So now you never hit him physically. So what does the writer say? Ein eved yotzei by the chayrut, doesn't go free, right? Why not? Amar Rav, right? Who's it? Amar Rav Shemen le Rav Ashi. Right, what he's saying, Lemaimra, from this we can infer what? The kala lav klumu. That noise is nothing. Even though you caused it, it's not just nothing. Doesn't it really right? Right? So Gemara says, Vah tani rami bari cheskel, tarnagol, a chicken, shoshit rosho la'avir klei schuchit, who sticks his head into like a big glass vessel, v'takabo, and his head gets is inside there, v'shivro, and Vishivro, look at Rashi, Vishivro takailim bekolam, not with its beak, but the chicken made such a noise inside this thing that basically the glass cracked, yeah. Right, from the high pitch of the chicken. And what happens? B'shalem nezek shalem. You got to pay, the owner of the chicken must pay full damages. If we just said a second ago, that call is lav klumhu, then why do you have to pay for the call of the chicken? Right? Why is the call of the chicken more than the call of the back in the wall? V'am Rav Yosef, another example, Rav Yosef Amre Beirav, Rav Yosef is the name of the Talmidim of Beirav. Sus she tzanaf, what's it like, a naze, or v'chamor she ni'er, who brays, one brays and one naze, which does which? A horse brays or naze and a donkey brays or naze?
Donkey brays
and a horse naze, okay. V'shivru keili mitoch habayit, and as a result of this, they made a high-pitched noise and they broke Kalim inside the house. Meshamim chatzi nezek. We see this. Chatzi, why chatzi and shalei? We won't go into now. But we see that you're still going to pay nezek. So why doesn't Eved go free? Amar lei. Right? So, who's speaking to who here?
Rav Ashi
answers and says, Sha'ani Adam. Why is it different for a man? Dechivan debardatu. Ihu mivat nafshei. So the human being has got da'at and he can control himself. And the fact that he allowed himself to become shocked by this, it's his problem, not yours. Right? Well, see, we're speaking about it goes deaf. No, we got klalim with an eved. An eved only goes free, we learned, when it doesn't grow back. Doesn't choser? So we're speaking about lo choser. If it's choser, doesn't right? Okay. So look at Rashi. The one says Rashi, yeah. Shani Adam the bar datu says, "Hi Nizak, this guy who's being damaged, ki mivait midate ke mivait. When he got traumatized, it was by his own doing. Got traumatized. She noten li bo el pachat kol haba pitom, because he pays attention to that. In other words, he should have been able to." Not be right, okay. Okay, the Tanya, right? We got a bright that says what? Hamav it et chaveiro. Right, if you scare your friend, patur mi dine Adam v'chayev b'dine Shamayim. You aren't going to get off in Shamayim, right? Shamayim will deal with you, but in terms of dine Adam, you bait in can't do anything, right? So the Gemara is like a ketzad. What are we speaking about? Takaba ozno, right? V'chersho patur, right? If you blew here, takaba. We actually had the sugya before,
yeah.
I think, eh?
Yeah, right.
We had this before, remember? Yeah. Where we had that where you blew into his ear, right? But there's no Masur Rashas, funny enough, where we had the sugya. But and he went deaf, patur, achzau, but if you grabbed him, right, v'takab ozno v'chersho chayav, right, that would be different. See, if you just made a noise, it's one thing, where you were physically involved, then you chayav. Okay, Terabana. Got some more brightness down, this issue of going free. Hekau aleino v'chahata. Okay, so you smacked him on his eye and he went blind. Al shino v'nadada. Right, or on his tooth, and now it was loose. Right?
He's entirely blind. You're right.
He hasn't right. He hasn't gone completely blind, but just his sight has failed him. Right? He's weakening, right? Right? We had this in the parasha this week as well, with the neged tzarat, v'chiha, and the brightness has become less. Right, that's what the right. Al shinov and nadida. Im yachol ishtamesh bahen achshav, ein evidus habein echerut. Im lav evidus habein echerut. So it depends if he can or can't use it. Tanidach, another brighter, that says, Arei shayta eino kuhuya v'sima. Shino neduda v'hipila. Im yachol ishtamesh bahen kvar, evidus habein echerut. Im lav evidus habein echerut. So now we've got two brighters, which seem to tell us the same thing, right? So what do we need them both for? The rest of the tshikha, we need both brighters. Why? Diashmin and hach kamaita, it was learned the first brighter, which was more specific, right? Mishum de meikara nahura bari vahashta nahura kechisha. We'd say, what's the difference? The first case, he was perfectly good at the outset, and now he's partially blind. Right? Abal hacha de meikara. But in the second brighter, which we learned, what was the second brighter? Hareshata enokuhuya. His eyes were already difficult to see, but now you made him completely blind, right? Nami nurekechisha emalo, we'd say that nothing happens because he already was partially blind.
Yeah,
so big deal, you just knocked out, you made him finally blind. But he started off with a severe handicap, right?
So,
right. The Iashmin and Hanif, and the last brighter, Mishum de Sami the Gavin, said, now why is he go free now? Because I made him completely blind. Abal Hatam, in the first case, to law Sami the Gamrei, we are only made him partially blind, Ema law. Therefore, Tricha, we need both brighters to learn that at any stage, even if he was already partially blind and you made him completely blind, or he was perfectly sat, a sat evid, and you made him partially blind, he goes free, and we don't need to have all the case. Tarabanan. Hare. Shaya. Now we've got a case like this. Hare. Shaya Rabo Rofe. Okay, his master was a doctor. And he gave him special ointment to put inside his eye. And he said, do this. And what happened is, he went blind. Now, he never had intention to blind him, right? He wanted to help him even, right? Lachtolo shino, or he was a dentist. And he said, you give him some root treatment, right? Some root canals over here, right? And the tooth fell out, right? So now what's the Gemara say? Sichek ba'adon v'yatza lecheirut. We had this before the sichek, right? Like he mocks him, so to speak. Basically, the doctor had good, the master had good intentions. They say that no good deed goes unpunished, right? The master had good intentions.
And
he, okay, no, it's not a mischak. Sichek ba'adon v'yatza lecheirut goes out. Rashbagomer. So now Rashbagomer, what else should we come and say? He's got a reason that we have a shichata. He says, no, we have the pasuk says, Veshichata, Yakesh and Abdo, or Enamato, Veshichata, and you had damaged it. Achid Kaven, the Shochta, Rabbanan. So what do Rabbanan do? Why do they say he goes free? Hi, Veshichata, my Avdele. What do they do with this word of Veshichata? Right? Mi Bayelehu, Lichtetani. They need it for something else. What do we learn? Rabbi Ezra Omer, Reshoshit Yado, Le Ma'e Shivchato. He stuck his hand inside to try and help his servant while she was giving birth. She was having in childbirth. V'sim'a ubar shebema'eha. And he blinded the ubar. He was trying to help her give her birth, yeah? And he blinded her. Patur. Right? Shema'a patur. Why is he patur? My time at Amarkra v'shichata. Chaminid for that. Because it has to be shichata. Yeah, it definitely wasn't trying to do anything, right? That's what they did it for. So v'shichat shichaven shachata v'idach. So now, how does Rashbag? Where does he learn that limud of the ubar b'meimo? Right? Mi v'shichat shichata nafka. The pasuk just said it says et enamato v'shichat lachovshi. Why does it say v'shichata? Okay, he learns it from that nafka v'idach. And how do Chachamim deal with that ribui of the word? Shichat shichata lo darish. They don't learn it. Okay. Amrav shesh darish. You know what? We'll stop over here in a second. But let's just look at the. There's a Tosfot over here. Tosfot Reed over here says sichek. Sheshegaramro lo latzeit mitachat yado. That's what it means when he says sichek, right? Because basically the master caused him to go free, even though he never intended it. Okay, let's stop over here. It's nice and early, 45 minutes.